guys, welcome to yet another episode of the Hangouts Just podcast. It feels good to be here. I don't want to say it feels good to be back. I'm not sure I'm back, but it feels good to be here. I've been MIA and I haven't forgotten about the podcast. I just didn't know how to come back to it. So this episode is really just a life update. I'm not going to be saying anything serious. I was speaking to someone I'm beginning to consider a friend, and we just got talking about a lot of things, and the whole podcast thing came up, and he asked me why I hadn't put out an episode in a bit, and I was like, oh, I am struggling in my walk with God, and I'm not sure what I have to tell anyone. I'm not sure that I can come and talk to anybody and give them any words of advice or just inspire them or something, because I'm struggling. I don't know how to navigate this season I'm in, and it's been a difficult road, and I see myself falling more than I'm standing and rising, so it's just been hard. And but I just thank God I should just come and just talk about a couple of things that's been happening. Work has been pretty stressful, but nothing that I don't have capacity to handle. Do I complain about the stress? I do, but we thank the Lord for a job, for the growth. I got promoted at work, so we thank God for all of those things. Thank God for family, thank God for friends, thank God for a support system that is there. If I allow myself to lean on them. So I think I talked about vulnerability in one of my previous episodes about how difficult it is to just open yourself up to others and just let them in and share with them the things that you're struggling with, things that you're going through it. And it's a difficult one for me because I just feel like I'm exposing myself. But I can't recall where I saw this thing, or where you bring things into the light, right? They begin to lose their power over you. So maybe that's the lesson, or that's the thing I want to talk about today, is just for me to come out into the light, step out into the light, find someone that I can share that my struggles with, find someone I could share my journey with, and just know that hand in hand we're working on this journey together. But yeah, that's it. One other thing, so I just found out that I'm not a boring person. I used to think to myself that I'm such a boring human being, but again, I was talking to somebody else who I think is becoming a friend, and he said, you're not a boring person. You are a multi-dimensional person. You have so much going on in your life besides work. And I think it was to Abba that I was saying that to, or it was to DFH. Actually, I wrote it in my journal that I'm not a boring person. Maybe I don't do the things that people conventionally call fun, but I'm multifaceted. I'm doing so much with my life. Maybe not enough, but I'm doing a whole lot. And from today henceforth, I will not refer to myself as a boring person. I'm me. And I am a marvelous work of art. I am an amazing person. God has created this amazing human being. And while I go through life struggling, while I go through life trying to find my space, trying to do the things that I've been called to, trying to put my mark in this world, right, I am an amazing person. And it just gave me so much clarity, like a whole lot of clarity, because I've just internalized this when people talk about, oh, what do you do for fun? I just all go, oh, I'm a very boring person. And it was just so clarifying to be seen, in that moment. And it was an amazing feeling. So thank you, Sharon, for that. I was really touched by it. Really, really, really touched by that. I don't know, this is not meant to be a long podcast because, like I said, I don't have anything to say, but just to just give you an update that I'm alive, I'm kicking, work, school, trying to find my way around this whole career thing. Still single, still trying to navigate the whole single state. What else? Still trying to figure out how to balance being a team member, balance being a team lead now. Trying to just navigate life in general, trying to navigate myself and the things that I'm learning about myself, because every day something happens and I just begin to see a different part of me that I didn't think that I knew beforehand. So I'm learning things about myself. I think I was talking to Dee yesterday, or was that? Yeah. And what did I learn? And he asked me, what did I learn? And it was something profound I learned about myself, and that was that I crave human connection a whole lot. I want to be continuously talking to someone, not people, just someone. And sometimes I think that need for human connection might just make you to do a lot of things that typically you wouldn't do, because you just want to have someone that you call your own. But that's not the whole gist. So I don't know if this makes sense to you, but it's just a combination with just lead to a lot of things. Very spontaneous, nothing crafted out, and yeah. By the grace of God, I hope to come back in May with a proper episode. But until I come your way, it's your favorite host, Helen Charles. And one thing that I'm reminding you, as I also remind myself today, is that God loves you and He is waiting for you to come back to Him. All right, guys, bye-bye.